The state has given the school board another week to come up with an alternative plan to resolve the district's $16 million of debt and to improve student outcomes.
We put a lot of work into this plan, and we think that this is a way to preserve the district and give kids the education they need. So if there's another viable alternative, I will take a look at it for sure.
Under the plan the state has put forward, the high school would close. Those students would be sent to surrounding high schools where some at the meeting say they are unwanted. Benton Harbor community members say the state isn't willing to work with them. Jasmine Eka Newburn is a 2014 graduate and current long-term sub at Benton Harbor.
Yes, we do have these issues, and yes, we do need to find a solution. But like she said, before we can move forward, we need to move backwards. And we need to start telling the truth to our community and to the public about what has happened.
Others said losing the high school is just the first step to losing the whole district. They say that the state is trying to give Benton Harbor students money to other districts and that the student outcome data the state is using isn't accurate. Whitmer says the plan is to reopen the high school once the debt has been paid and the outcomes look better for K-8 students. The board has until the 15th to come up with a plan or accept the state's. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.